Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Off and running live on a Falcons Monday in the A. It is the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. My name is Nick Kale, in for Andy Bunker today and tomorrow. The rest of the crew is here, Brian, Wendy, and of course, Randy McMichael. What's up, big boy? How you feeling today?
Hey, what's happening, man? First of all, welcome. We appreciate you filling in, Nick. Yeah, Andy's taking care of some stuff, so he'll be out for a few more days. But my man Nick is in the building. Happy to work with you. Never got a chance to work with you yet. Heard a lot of great things about you, so I'm looking forward to a fun Monday, Tuesday with you. And I'm just talking about me and you having fun, because, damn it, ain't nothing fun about what happened in Atlanta this weekend. I'm talking about, first of all, Chicago's one of my favorite cities, Nick, other than they ain't got no good shake joints. But, damn it, Chicago had its way with Atlanta teams yesterday, man. I'm just talking about... And, you know, the frustrating part about this whole thing is, like, Nick, is that, are we surprised? Are we really surprised what happened yesterday over there in Mercedes-Benz, man? I mean, it is so, like, you asked me in our pre-show meeting, what's my mood? My mood is like, what the bleep? That's my mood. I don't do like the analytic dorks and all that crap, the percentages and all that crap. Air volume, I can't stand. That's why me and Dave Archer get along so well, because we both hate it.
Right.
But you have 99% chance to win both games. And Nick, they found a way to lose both. And so, you know, it is a Falcon Monday, and we're going to get into all that. It's frustrating. We're going to have y'all calls in the next hour. And, hey, as long as you don't cuss, man, just vent. Because I'm like, I'm with you. Nick, I don't have no more curse words. That was unbelievable yesterday.
Bro, I mean, it's a combination of I'm not surprised, but I am, because I couldn't imagine that you could actually pull this feat off for two consecutive weeks. And there's a part of me that's defeated and not surprised and, oh, it's the most Falcon thing ever. But then there's a bigger part of me that is just so angry today, because, Randy, this is the first team in NFL history to lose back-to-back games where they led by 15 or more in the final quarter, according to stats. I mean, it's the equivalent of you and Andy Bunker doing great radio for 3 hours from 10 to 1, and then you forget how to talk from 1 to 2 p.m. I can't explain it, but I really believe heads need to roll, Randy.
Well, I mean, this is the thing about it is Nick, last week we were talking and, you know, trying to place blame. It's everybody's fault. But at the same time, the buck stops with the head man. We know that. Right. It stops with Dan Quinn right now, and I don't know what Mr. Blank needs to see. I know that he likes him. I know the team, you know, the players come out. We got Dan Quinn's back. Well, hell, play better then. All right? Coach better then. Because the one thing about this damn football team that pisses me off so much, Nick, is that they can't get a first down when they need to, and they can't stop anybody when they need to. Point blank, period. You have the ball. All right. And when you're in a situation where they're in, when you got the lead, and it's 4 minutes and 21 seconds left, you know what we call that? We call that gotta get after that ass. All right, you get your two tight ends, you get your lineman, you get your fullback, and you get your 225-pound fullback, and you're running the football, and you force them to use their timeouts. Did the Falcons do that? Hell no. What'd they do? Ran the ball on first down like they always do, and everybody knows that. Once they run on first down, they pick up three, they're going to throw the ball the rest of the game, and that's exactly what they did. All right, so that's coaching, and that's execution, and it's frustrating because we see it every damn week. Nobody feels comfortable when the Falcons have a lead in the fourth quarter. We said this last week. I want to see Todd Gurley carry the ball in the third and fourth quarter. Nick, they had 25 rushes, 144 yards, 5.8 a carry, and two touchdowns. And you don't run the football to win the football game? Then what the hell did you get Todd Gurley for?
Randy, I'm totally with you, man.
This is just – it baffles me that this team, because they are talented. They do have talent on this team. But they're not a good football team, because good football teams don't lose the way they lost these past 2 weeks. This just don't happen. It don't happen. You got folded. That's what you got. You got folded. That's just raggedy. You got folded. Nick Foles – if Nick Foles would have started that game, there's no way that the Bears win that game. But because he came in as a damn backup, he wins the game. Because that's what folds – that's when you get folds. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
No, you're totally spot on, because Nick Foles, short of being a Philadelphia Eagle in a backup role, never seems to play well. He stunk in Kansas City. He stunk in St. Louis. Oh, he stunk in Jacksonville. And he comes in yesterday. I mean, think about this, Randy. The Bears were 2-0. They pulled the plug on Mitchell for Nick Foles, and he comes in and rips your heart out. I texted you yesterday when I found that I was going to be working with you. I said, Randy, I used to do mornings in Nashville with Derek Mason, the former Titans and Ravens receiver. He used to always preach this. He would say, if you're not coaching it, you're allowing it. And I get it. You can't fire everybody. You can't fire players. It doesn't work that way. But what you can do is you can fire Dan Quinn, because not firing Dan Quinn says that this is acceptable. We are going to allow this to continue, or we're going to wait until week 13 and then let Dirk or Raheem finish out the season. In my opinion, and I've only been with this station for 10 months, but this is, I certainly am aware of the Falcons' history over the last 4 or 5 years. It is organizational ineptitude at its finest. It's a franchise failure, and it's really just malpractice at every level of football. This is a statistical anomaly that shouldn't happen. And oh, by the way, now we got to go to Lambeau Field and Aaron Rodgers in week 4. We're staring 0-4 right in the face.
And I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. Now, I wouldn't use them big fancy words like you do, Nick. But that's
well, cool. I had to write those down too.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get back into those words that you said, because you know on radio.com you can rewind, so I'm gonna have to rewind and get back to that.
There you go, nice
plug. You're spot on. It is to a point where, you know, that's why I said earlier, what else does Arthur Blank need to see? That's the thing about it. And then we talk about firing Dan. Who are you going to put in there to enter on? You going to put in Dirk, the guy who can't commit to the run in a four-minute offense? When statistically, even though I hate statistics, I'm just talking about experience. That's what you usually do, because people do it to y'all. People do it to y'all. And then Raheem, I like Raheem. And it was all about, you know, we're giving him credit about how the defense turned around and the 6-2 and all that stuff. Well, we're going to give him a damn blame, because the defense ain't been able to stop nobody when they have to. Said this last week. Allen Robinson is a number one wide receiver. I like Isaiah Oliver, Nick. He's been on our show a couple of times. Nice kid. That guy there. If you don't think that Green Bay, watching this tape probably tomorrow, ain't going to put – if Davante Adams – where 26 at? Oh, he's on our left, their right. Go over to Devontae. If you don't think that they're schemed up to go after this kid, that was awful yesterday. How do you – him and Bleeder Ray, how do both of y'all not tackle him? That's piss poor. And, again, that's coaching. All right? Of course, the player has to tackle him, but obviously y'all ain't coaching him up well, because he's still making the same mistakes over and over and over, the same techniques mistakes, and just playing bad daggone ball. Playing bad ball defensively, man. They can't get no stops. They can't, and it's always when you're in this point with the Falcons, when it's like 3 minutes left, and you run 11 seconds off the clock. You don't even force them to use their timeouts. You use 11 seconds off the clock. Really? Like, that's just that. But it's so Falcon. It is. This is how they lose games since Dan's been here, man. You're just like, how the hell did y'all lose that game? And then it comes down to the same thing. You can't get a first down when you need to, and you can't stop somebody when you need to get a stop. And then, you know, you get the ball back, got plenty of time to go down the field, and Matt Ryan throws a horrible pass. It's horrible. Where are you throwing it? It's a horrible pass. But this is what they do, and this is how they lose games, and it's happened back-to-back again. Now you're going against Aaron Rodgers and them, and as good as they playing, did you not see them last night? Man, that's why I said when is enough enough, because obviously usually when a coaching change is made, and it's just made after the game on that Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's Monday. Ain't no change has been made. I know he's supposed to be Mr. Blank today and all that, but what do you tell him? What do you tell him? What is the press conference going to be like this week when all last week it was, we got to find a way to finish. We can't have the tale of two halves. We can't do that. But hell, Nick, eventually that just becomes who you are.
No doubt about it. It is 100% their identity. This is what the Falcons are about. They don't know how to close. They don't know how to win games. It's an acquired skill. You have to learn and figure out how you shut the door and seal the deal. They can't do it. It is the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. Nick Cale in for Andy Bunker today here on this Falcons Monday, which is brought to you by Comcast. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity XFi. We'll get to what's trending coming up in the next segment, as well as Big Deal coming up at 10:42. But Randy, I know you. Like, I'm sitting here saying fire Dan Quinn today. I don't even care who they would replace him with for the short term for the final 13 games, whether right. It's Dirk, whether it's Raheem. My rebuttal to, well, you can't fire him, who's going to coach? Well, does it really matter? Can it get any worse than it is right now? I mean, honestly, we could send Brian Gebhardt out there and he could be the interim coach for the next 13. What are we going to do? Go 0-16? Is it any worse than we are now?
No, you're right. Yeah, I mean, that's what you're absolutely correct. I'm not saying who do you, but I'm like, okay, what do you go? Where do you go? Because the thing about it is people are just, we just want to get rid of Dan. We don't want to see him anymore. I get that. But not show me. I want to know if this team is going to get better without him, because the damn thing about it is you just said it, Nick, it's 13 more damn games left. Nobody want to deal with this for 13 more damn games.
No.
You know, nobody wants to do that. That's what I mean. How are you going to be better without him? I don't know, but and I'm not trying to defend Dan, because my thing is like, damn, when do we see enough? I think I've seen enough. You know, Sunday is my chill day. I like to sit around and watch TV and do all that stuff. And yesterday, my mom and them, they had to go move some furniture yesterday, so I'm watching the game, moving furniture and all this stuff. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, damn, I'm in the car, headed back home. Falcons are up. Listen to Dave and Wes in the car. And just as soon as I pull in the driveway, Dave Arch, that's my main man. I never heard Dave sound so perplexed by what the hell just happened. That's what he sounded like. What the hell just happened? Because you don't understand. You can't put your finger on it other than you can't make winning plays when you need to make winning plays. That's what the Falcons don't do. They don't make winning plays when they have to make winning plays. But teams always seem to make winning plays against them. Always. Yep. Always seem to make winning plays against them. And you're right. I love the Falcon organization. First class, everything. They've always been generous and nice to me personally, right. And I appreciate them personally. So this ain't no personal attack.
No,
but there's something going on up there that they got to find a way to get it out of there, bro. Because that right there, 2 weeks in a row, you lose games like that, that's just bad. It's raggedy as hell. That's what I'm going to keep saying. My man said every time I say raggedy, he gonna take a shot. Well, you might be drunk by 12 o'clock today. Because that's just – I mean, when you look and you're watching this team play, you're like, damn, again? Nobody's on the quarterback. I mean, said there, don't let Mitchell Trubisky get no dirty runs. Well, hell, his run was dirt, was a damn long dirt road of 45 yards. Just like certain things, man. You just, damn, come on, man.
A lot of good performances yesterday individually, though. Todd Gurley, Calvin Ridley, Darqueze Dennard, but it's all overshadowed by another epic meltdown. And Matt Ryan, by the way, 7 of 8 to start the game. Down the stretch, he went 12 for 30. Not a good one for the quarterback as well. All right, Midday Show, Andy and Randy. Nick in for Andy today and tomorrow. We will come back with what is trending both on the Falcons, the Dogs, and the Braves front. And we'll certainly get to your Falcons calls coming up later in the show. We're going to want to hear from you at 404-741-0929. Great to have you in. A little therapy, a little couch session for the next 4 hours. It's the Midday Show with Andy and Randy right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. With over 200 fully stocked trucks ready to help, Reliable Heating and Air offers next day installation, or we pay a $500 installation guarantee. Call for details.
It falls on me in all spaces. I want to make sure we're clear on that. But we're all in this together. And so when there's a game There's things to do differently offensively, defensively on team. So we are all connected on it together. But at the end of the game, the results and, you know, setting up things for how we'll go, that falls right through me.
That was Falcons head coach Dan Quinn. It does fall on you, coach. Welcome back into the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the radio.com app. Nick Kale in for Andy Bunker today. And Randy, I got to ask you, because you've been in NFL locker rooms, you've been in SEC locker rooms. Yeah, it falls on the head coach, because I just don't think the message is getting home. So I'll defer to the former player. At what point, if at all, does he lose the locker room, and do players start to tune this guy out?
That's the thing about it is, you know, whenever I've been on teams where there was a coaching change made in Miami, and then when I was in St. Louis, we didn't want to hear it anymore. We didn't. I love Dave Wannstedt, you know, of course, because he drafted me. But I mean, we were just tired of it, man. And it was just a disappointing year losing Rick. We were just tired of him personally. Then Linehan, that's my guy. But like after 4 weeks, you're like, what the hell? And as soon as they relieve him of his head coaching duties, Haslett comes in. We win, go on a road. We beat Dallas. We beat Washington back to back games. You know, so I mean, sometimes a change of the guard is needed. Sometimes, and you know, because the thing with Dan is that he knows this. This is a performance based business that we're talking about, right? You coach well, you play well, you get rewarded for it. Well, it's been 3 damn years. It's been 3 years, Nick. You know, and me and Andy, we came into this season, we didn't have any expectations for this team. We hoped that they would be well, but we also gave this regime a month. We said after the first 4 games, more likely you will know who these Falcons were. They got one more week. And they're playing against a hot Green Bay Packers offense that's coming in here to take advantage of a defense that just can't slow nobody down. They can't, and it's like you're in position. You remember that play that Jimmy Graham made, right? And it's three Falcons standing right there in front of Jimmy, and don't nobody pick off the ball, and it just goes right past you to Jimmy. And like those things, you're looking at like, why the hell does this happen? Why does this happen? Now I know they were short in the secondary and everything. You said going to break. Denard had an outstanding game. He played his butt off yesterday out there on that edge. But it's everywhere else, man. You have a problem at the corner position. And right now, I don't know when AJ's coming back, when Kendall Sheffield's coming back, but the Isaiah Oliver seems like that's all they got out there, and that's not good enough.
No, you're spot on. It's not good enough. 26-10 yesterday after 3 quarters, you allow 20 unanswered points, and it really should have been 30-10 because Young Hoku missed an extra point, missed a 41-yard field goal. And now the Falcons are 0-3 for the first time since 2007. That was the end of the Bobby Petrino era. We know the way that thing fizzled out. And Randy, this is one of those things where now you look at the Falcons since 28-3 against New England. They're 24-27. It's time to pull the ripcord. This thing is over.
But then you look at that year. You look at that year in the preview. Matt Ryan was the damn MVP. Yep. I could have been, like you said, Brian could have been the head coach, could be the head coach. Anybody could have been the head coach of that team for that team to run the way they did. When you have a quarterback, like my boy John Chuckery always says this, it's easy to mask a coaching job when your quarterback is the damn MVP of the league. Because majority of the time, if your quarterback is the MVP of the league, you're going to be in the Super Bowl. You're going to be in the playoffs. So if he's playing at that level, how much coaching did you really have to do? I mean, you know, and I go back offensively. You went out and got a big-time play. I think he's a big-time playmaking tight end. And you get one catch. And this is, I mean, obviously, great touchdown, gratefully. But that's it. That's all that he got. What's it one? I mean, there's so many different things. You're like, why do you bring these guys in if you're not going to use them? That's what we said. That's why we were talking earlier in the show. Okay, you had 25 carries. Why weren't you at 30, over 30 carries yesterday? You should have been over 30 rushes yesterday when you had a 16-point lead. But no, you got to do a typical Falcons. Okay, we got our play-action pass. Well, you're not running the football, so how the hell is the play-action pass going to work? Tell me, how's it going to work? All right, I mean, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it, Nick, that when the Falcons do not have a four-minute offense, they'll try to run it on the first down, but if not successful, you know they're going to be just going to throw the ball. And everybody knows it. And it's amazing to me that they have not countered the fact that everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows that all we got to do is get the ball last. The Falcons will find a way to give it up because they're going to play in that soft zone, and we're going to be a dink and dunk. And then once they come up, we're going to hit a play over top. Happens all the time.
Yes, it does. Speaking of the quarterback, let's get to Matt Ryan. Let's hear from Matty Ice. He says we're close and we're not getting routed.
We're close. I mean, as disappointing and as frustrating as it is, you know, we're not getting blown out week in and week out. And so
We've got to find a way to tighten it up for sure and find a way to close these things out. There's no question about it. But we're right there. And, that's probably the frustrating part is that, it hasn't been, just getting killed or anything like that. It's just been, we haven't finished the job. And so, while we're frustrated at this point, you have to be optimistic moving forward. We've got to correct the things that we can correct and trust that the next time we get in this situation, we're going to improve on it.
Randy, that was Matt Ryan. I am a huge Matt Ryan guy.
I am too.
I watched him in high school in Philadelphia from where I'm from. I think he's a Hall of Famer. But I'm sorry, I don't want to hear my quarterback in year 13 talking about, we're close, we're not getting blown out. That to me is a loser mentality, because when I look at the NFL, I see a win column, I see a loss column, I see a division record. I don't see a margin of victory or margin of defeat column or a close column. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was without Davante Adams, balled out last night. Drew Brees was without Michael Thomas, balled out last night. Both were flawless, minus their Pro Bowl receivers. No Julio Jones yesterday, and after a 7-for-8 start, Matt looked terrible.
Yep, he did not play well. He did not play well. And hell, I would have rather you got blown out than to lose like that. Yes, you're close. He's right about one thing. Yeah, they are close. Yeah, but they can't finish. They can't finish games, and that's so frustrating. That's why I said, hell, I'd rather you get blown out. Because you can be frustrated by looking at, okay, this just ain't a good football team. But you're there. You are there. You're right there. And all you have to do is just do stuff different than you were doing it before, because you keep doing the same thing all the time. Last week when they answered against Dallas, that was a big time answer for them. But then they went right back to what they usually do. And you're just like, come on. Stop being satisfied with that. That's why it always baffles me that other teams do to the Falcons what we want the Falcons to do to them in certain situations in the game. It was poor clock management. 11 seconds? I mean, are you serious? That's all the time you run off the foot? That's not winning football. It's not. And I know their motto, Nick, is all gas, no brakes. That's fine with me, but damn, at least like pump it a little bit. Because, I mean, at least pump it a little bit. Because obviously you're seeing that this philosophy that you want to do, you're not capable of doing it. So why not try something different? Why not do something that other people think they do to you? I tell you this: if Chicago was in the same scenario, I bet Nagy would have ran the football. I bet he would have ran the football. There's no doubt about it. They would have ran the football. But yeah, another heartbreaking loss, and it just frustrated. And Falcon fans, you have every right to be frustrated, because everybody's talking about tanking for Trevor. And whatever makes you feel better today and tomorrow, hey, we here for you. Give it all to us, man, because that was just awful yesterday.
No doubt about it. It is What's Trending here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Nick in for Andy today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of Trevor Lawrence, let's go to college football, because we know the Falcons start strong but can't close. Saturday, the Dogs had their debut. They got off to a horrific start, but they were able to flip the switch. Let's hear from Georgia head coach Kirby Smart on yanking Dewan Mathis.
Yeah, we were on the headphones and we talked and said we were struggling offensively. We didn't have a lot of rhythm and felt like we needed to change some things up. I don't know how many drives we were into with Dewan. It felt like 5, maybe 6. I don't know how many total it was. Before we went with Stetson, but we just thought it would give us some energy. There's some things he can do well, and he's different than Dewan in some of his experience, and it gave us a spark. It helped us out. He's very decisive with the ball. He makes good decisions. He understands what the defense is trying to do to him. So getting to watch them defensively a little bit, I think, helped him.
That was Kirby Smart.
We'll decide this week how we're going to go forward. I think we got to go back and watch the tape. Not all of those things that went wrong were Dewan's fault. I know a lot of people will blame Dewan or fans, media, whatever, but at the end of the day, it's on all of us to get it right. And not all of those were bad decisions, and not all those were bad throws. He made some good throws, but we got to get better, that's for sure.
All right, that was Dogs head coach Kirby Smart. Obviously, Dewan Mathis gets the hook early on. I think he's a talented kid, but man, that stage almost looked like it was too big for him. And Stetson Bennett's a junior. He's not the long-term answer, but I thought he was relatively good and certainly looked a lot better than Mathis that was an ugly game. 7-5 at one point, Randy Mack.
Yeah, man, it was raggedy, man. That was an ugly game to start the game. And then also all the damn penalties that Georgia had. Yep. But you're looking at Dewan, and this just goes to show that we just can't believe everything we read about practice. You're absolutely correct. That stage, it looked too. It's one thing to play like a freshman, but it's one thing to not have a clue what you're doing out there. And that's how he looked. Now, you saw some of the great athleticism that he had when he escaped some of those, escaped some of those sacks. But his field awareness, it just wasn't there. And I'm glad that Kirby put him back in to you know, just to let him continue to get out there and get some playing time. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I wasn't worried about losing to Arkansas. Hell, they got Felipe Franks. I knew he was going to eventually toss us a couple. I wasn't even worried about that. But, I mean, if you look at it's the tell of two halves. That's why I thought that probably they come out and run the ball a little bit more. You saw the offensive line wasn't getting a lot of push, but later on they did. I just look at it like this. I don't know what's going to happen this weekend against Auburn, but we need to get it fixed quick, fast, and hurry at the quarterback position because we can't beat Auburn with that effort that we had in the first half offensively. I think if some of those penalties weren't there, it would have been easier to, you know, as far as in that first half. But we killed ourselves with so many daggone penalties. But, yeah, quarterback play, it was not good in the first half.
No, and Auburn obviously has Bo Nix. I think Georgia, about a 7-point favorite in that game. It'll be a fascinating game. Typically a game late in the year. We get it in week number 2. Going to be fun. All right, coming up next on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Nick in for Andy today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal. We'll have some fun with that on the other side. And don't forget, the No Huddle comes up to kick off hour number 2. Great to have you in for a Monday, Falcons fans. It's a rough one. It's a manic Monday. I get it. But we'll get through it together. We're back after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. .10:42 on this Monday. Welcome back into the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. Nick Kale in for Andy Bunker today and tomorrow. Good to have you in here on this Falcons Monday, which of course is brought to you by Comcast. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity X5. We'll get to Big Deal coming up in just a moment. But Randy, we did not get to the Braves and what's trending. So let's touch on that for just a moment or two. They'll get going against the Reds, a best of three NL wild card series, one of 8 wild card series. They'll get going Wednesday at noon in their best of three. And surprisingly, this is the first time they've met in 25 years in the postseason. Great pitching against great hitting.
Yeah, this was the matchup that last week a lot of people were saying they would like to avoid if they could because of the pitching of the Braves and because of the fact it's only 3 games. And, you know, they got some stick. Their first 3 are studs. And so, yeah, the Braves will have to, to put that bat on the ball, you know, and continue to have that great success offensively because I think that's the only way this team is going to actually win. I like what Max Fried is going to be able to do. I'm hoping that Ian Anderson does something. I'm hoping that, you know, I'm hope with everybody else. But I think that, you know, it's going to come down to them being able to hit pitching that the Reds are going to bring. But I'm just looking back this week. They got roughed up this week. Now, I know it didn't matter. I mean, it's, you know, but, yeah, they got roughed up this weekend. So let's just hope that, you know, it was one of the things where, all right, can we hurry up and get this season over with and so we can get to the playoffs. But, yeah, when I was looking at the schedule, I was like, damn, it's a whole lot of damn baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't mind it because of the fact that, you know, the shortened season and all that. But you look at all these daggone playoff games, you're like, and then, you know, there's no real home field advantage, really, is it? I don't think
so.
No. No fans.
I mean, this is one of those things where the Braves are favored to win the series. I think the Braves will win in 3 games, but I can't sit here pounding my chest because, much like the Falcons not able to close in the fourth quarter, the Braves haven't won a postseason series in almost 2 decades. Yes. Trevor Bauer and Fried is going to be great. But it's really a tale of 2 stories. I mean, we know the Braves can mash, but then you look at the Reds, they can't hit worth a lick. They're the 3rd lowest offensive output team in the National League. So it's like one of those series where Fried and Bauer is going to be a filthy matchup. And then after that, we're going to need to have the bats come to life and try to win a 7-5 game because I don't think we're going to win some pitching duels.
Yep. I 100% agree with that, homie. So we'll see. We'll wait and see. And then United, whatever. We'll get to United later.
I got you, brother. All right, let's get to Big Deal.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
So, quite an eventful Saturday of college football there. Georgia giving us a scare in the first half. We had Choklahoma, a couple other fun stories. Texas almost blew it completely for the Big 12, but nothing was probably as fun as Mike Leach's return debut to the SEC, bringing KJ Costello over from Stanford and setting an all-time SEC passing record for an individual game with 623 passing yards, breaking Eric Zier's record. Want to ask you guys, big deal, small deal, no deal, but let's hear this Mike Leach clip from after the game. And it's just a treasure to have him in the SEC.
Well, what a welcome back to the SEC for you, Coach. It's a great day for you, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, it's better than average, I'll tell you that. This stadium, there's a lot of ghosts in this stadium. And, we played LSU because, you know, New England, Green Bay, and the Chiefs had somebody scheduled. So we played these guys.
Okay. It's a big deal. All right. Here's why. Because he is going to give you those sound bites that we have not had since Spurrier. Also, Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal is brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey, the only Tennessee High Malt Whiskey. And, Brian, I still don't care, all right, because I don't like the man personally. But I tell you this, on college football game time, that's here 9 to 12 every Saturday, me, Chuckering, Goforth on Sports Radio 929 The Game, I said, how's he going to use Kylin Hill? He's going to waste him. Well, hell no, he didn't. He just threw him the ball. Mm-hmm. So it's a big deal, but damn, LSU looked raggedy. Woo.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, Randy. It's a big deal. And if you're going to make your debut, if you're Mike Leach, and if you're going to make your debut as KJ Costello in this conference, and it's going to be against LSU, you might as well do it when the fan base is at a reduced capacity.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow and 15 other guys are in the NFL draft, and they've only got four starters back. But, dude, KJ Costello looked like he was a 19-year-old playing Madden in his dorm room. My man was putting up video game numbers.
He was slanging it, you know, and we know that we saw that that Stingley Jr., you know, probably the best corner in America. He didn't play, so they had to start transferring it. Stingley would have had an impact because he's that great of a player. But I mean, they were just slanging it. I mean, it was Mike Leach and everything, and we know it's going to be a fun offense. But that, I mean, that's right there. That's good to get you 7 wins, baby. I give him 7 wins still. 7 wins.
I think they would take it.
Yeah.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. Florida quarterback Kyle Trask throwing for 6 touchdowns against Ole Miss on Saturday.
That's a big deal because I think he was the X factor in what the Gators can do. They look really good offensively, defensively. And you're going against a Lane Kiffin coach offense. So you're going to – I mean, Lane's going to move the ball. We do know that. But the one thing about it was that he looked so good. And I keep telling people, I've been saying, that damn Kyle Pitts is a problem. That young man right there, because the one thing I said coming to this year about him was, can he get better as far as his overall game? And you saw that he was getting after in the run game, and nobody could guard him, period. And then Tony's back. The Gators are a problem. They are definitely a problem right now. They got to show up their defense, but the offensive, they look really good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Big deal, Randy. I'm in agreement with you. Kyle Trask, 6 touchdowns. And this is a guy to me, and this is why I picked Florida to win the East, much to the chagrin of Randy McMichael and much to
I'm cool, man. I'm cool,
man. Are you
man,
cool with that?
You
know? All right. I mean, I know
I'm always, cool, you know me, always be yourself, baby. You'll learn that over the next couple days with me. Be yourself, please, because if you try to be, don't be yourself. I'm going to call you out on it. And yes, Wendy, we know. All right. Yeah, they won. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, this is the reason why I think Florida's going to win the East, because they got the continuity on offense with the quarterback returning, with the OC, with Dan Mullen. And I like Kirby as much as I do Mullen, but I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to go on record, Kyle Trask, he's not going to win the Heisman, but he's going to be a finalist, and he'll be in the conversation. When we get to November, people are going to say he's one of the 4 or 5 guys that deserve to go to New York.
Oh, he's a great – I mean, he's playing so well in that system. And the thing with it is he's only going to get better. And I can see – because he's missed a couple throws that you would have liked him to hit. But, I mean, Kyle Pitts is a problem. Kyle Pitts might be in that – it might be wherever in New York or in his basement, virtual Heisman. Because, I mean, that dude, they could not guard him. Now, let me tell you something now. That Ole Miss defense, it ain't good, and it ain't been good. But I'm not going to take away from it. Only thing that I was disappointed about – was the fact they showed the Grove and there was nobody there.
Like, that's
the
deserted.
Best tailgate ever. You know that. Yep. And to have it as empty as it was, that was the most disappointing thing about Saturday.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. The Heat closed out the Celtics last night,
setting up
an interesting matchup in the finals between the Lakers and LeBron and his former team in the Miami Heat.
It's a big damn deal, man. All right. It's a big deal because my Heat are in there, man. And me and you were talking in the break, Brian, trying to find another team that was on a run like them. I love me some LeBron. I would love to see him win another ring. He ain't gonna win against Miami because we got this. We're going against another one. But I mean, this is just the intrigue that's gonna be going around all week because we know what Pat Riley told LeBron. Leaving is gonna be a big mistake. Everybody, I know all us Heat fans knew LeBron was gonna eventually leave and go back to Cleveland. But yeah, I'm excited for this matchup right now. I love me some Coach Spoelstra. I believe in the Heat culture. And damn it, it's amazing how everybody can say Jimmy Butler's a bad damn teammate. But when he got dogs with him that want to win like he wants to win, they end up in the NBA Finals.
Randy, I'm with you. I hate to keep agreeing with you, but this is a big deal because if you, and I'm a huge NBA guy. You can't, and this goes out to all the NBA haters that say, oh, it's so predictable and it's a foregone conclusion. We know the two or three teams that are going to get to the conference finals and the NBA finals. You don't get to say that and then say, I'm not really interested in Miami. It doesn't work that way. You can't go both ways. Jimmy Butler ripped my heart out as a Philadelphia Sixers fan growing up in Pennsylvania. They let that guy walk. They gave boatloads of money to Al Horford and Tobias Harris. And now Jimmy Butler's in the stinking finals. Big deal.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's crazy, too, because they're talking about y'all squad. I know we got to go to break in a minute, Brian. But these D'Antoni rumors to Philly, like, huh? What does Philly's personnel have the – I don't know. As a 76ers fan, I think you might just go berserk if D'Antoni is the head coach of the 76ers. Please tell me you will.
Nope. Yeah, I will. And he'll get ran out of town right away. All right, big deal, small deal, no deal. It's brought to you by – Chattanooga Whiskey. We will come back, kick off hour number two with the No Huddle. It is the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Nick Hale in for Andy Bunker today, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.